This is a demonstration of CopperCAT's AAD symbol marker skill program. The purpose of this program is to automatically find any components with a pin alias attached to the pin. Pin alias can be positive, negative, anode, or cathode. If a device is found with a pin alias, it will automatically display that device and allow the user to add a symbol marker if one is missing. To load the program, hit Ctrl-B on your keyboard, bring up AppMan, the Application Manager menu. From the menu, select the Add Symbol Marker Skill Program and click the Load Skill button. From the symbol marker menu, we have a number of options available to us. First is the marker layer. We can add markers to package geometry silkscreen, assembly, autosilk, or CCD silkscreen. In this case, we're going to look at the silkscreen layer and add markers to them. Components searched, we can search the top, bottom, or both layers. And we're going to search for two-pin polarized capacitors with a pin alias attached to the pin. To initiate, simply click the Find button. The program has found 42 capacitors on this board with a pin alias. Having a pin alias, it also has a polarity marker, in this case a plus sign. We could step through them simply by clicking on any of the menu lines one at a time, or using the back buttons to navigate through the menu. If we find a device without a symbol marker attached to it, we could simply select one from the menu. In this case, we'll select an 8x100. And click the Add Shape button. We can then place a symbol marker on the board for that device. The symbol marker is attached to the device and will move with it. Here we have another capacitor on top of the board that does have a symbol marker attached to it. However, if you look at the assembly drawing layer, there is no polarity marker. So again, we'll pick an appropriate symbol. In this case, we'll select a large plus sign, 12x200, and add that shape to the drawing. We could also search for two-pin diodes or regular capacitors with and without pin aliases. If we do a search on these devices, we'll find all the two-pin caps on the board, polarized and not. In this case, we found 1,695. However, we could easily sort them by simply right-mouse clicking on the package column. Then if we sort through the list, once again we could pick out the polarized caps and display them simply by stepping through the menu. Lastly, we could also find polarized markers for ICs. Again, click the IC, click the Find, and again we could step through any device and assure that it does have a polarity marker attached to it. If it's missing a polarity marker, so once again, simply select one from the list, add shape, and we could add a polarity marker to the device. This ends the demonstration for CopperCAT's AAD symbol marker program. For more information, please visit our website at www.coppercat.com.